This is Senator Al Simpson. Should doped-up pilots be allowed in our skies? Ted Kennedy and I will face off on drug testing in just a minute. When I'm on an airplane or a train, I sure like to think that the people in charge of my life are right at the top of their game. That's why I want to see mandatory drug testing for train engineers, airline pilots, air traffic controllers, and all other key public transportation workers. In recent years, we've seen a number of tragic accidents occur, only to find out after some tugging and hauling that one of these essential transportation workers had been smoking pot or shooting dope or boozing it up. Drug testing is the only answer. Pre-employment screening, random testing, and testing for cause after an accident. If someone tests positive for controlled substances, then give them the boot. Don't you want to feel safe when you buckle up for a takeoff, Ted? Or will pressure from your union friends keep you out of this tough issue?
Al, your heart's in the right place, but your head's in the far right place. Obviously, we need to take strong steps to deal with the serious problem of drugs in the workplace, especially in the transportation industry, where drug use jeopardizes the safety of the public and is literally a matter of life and death for millions of travelers. But the sort of blunderbuss legislation you're pushing creates more problems than it solves, Al, and they need to be worked out before the bill becomes a law. The two most serious objections relate to the mandatory massive random testing you're proposing for employees and the pervasive problem of false positive results. As a practical matter, both business and labor experts agree that such massive testing is inaccurate, unworkable, uneconomical, and maybe unconstitutional. You've got a good idea, Al, but it needs another visit to the drawing board before it's ready for prime time. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the cruelty of the dictatorship in Panama. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.